Section 33. Praise be unto thee, O my God. Thou art he who by a word of his mouth hath revolutionized the entire creation, and by a stroke of his pen hath divided thy servants one from another. I bear witness, O my God, that through a word spoken by thee in this revelation, all created things were made to expire, and through yet another word, all such as thou didst wish were by thy grace and bounty endued with new life. I render thee thanks, therefore, and extol thee in the name of all them that are dear to thee, for that thou hast caused them to be born again by reason of the living waters which have flowed down out of the mouth of thy will. Since thou didst quicken them by thy bounteousness, O my God, make them steadfastly inclined through thy graciousness towards thy will. And since thou didst suffer them to enter into the tabernacle of thy cause, grant by thy grace that they may not be kept back from thee. Unlock then to their hearts, O my God, the portals of thy knowledge, that they may recognize thee as one who is far above the reach and ken of the understanding of thy creatures, and immeasurably exalted above the strivings of thy people to hint at thy nature, and may not follow every clamorous impostor that presumeth to speak in thy name. Enable them, moreover, O my Lord, to cleave so tenaciously to thy cause that they may remain unmoved by the perplexing suggestions of them who, prompted by their desires, utter what hath been forbidden unto them in thy tablets and thy scriptures. Thou art well aware, O my Lord, that I hear the howling of the wolves which appear in thy servants' clothing. Keep safe, therefore, thy loved ones from their mischief, and enable them to cling steadfastly to whatsoever hath been manifested by thee in this revelation, which no other revelation within thy knowledge hath excelled. Do thou destine for them, O my Lord, that which will profit them. Illumine then their eyes with the light of thy knowledge, that they may see thee visibly supreme over all things, and resplendent amidst thy creatures, and victorious over all that are in thy heaven and all that are on thy earth. Powerful art thou to do thy pleasure. No God is there but thee, the all-glorious, whose help is implored by all men. Praised be thou, who art the Lord of all creation.